The Russian government says it wants to make cyberspace safer. The way to do that, according to Moscow, is for Russia to build an independent internet, not just for itself, but several other countries as well. President Vladimir Putin wants it done by August 1st of next year. What Putin has in mind is a domain name system, or DNS. And to explain what that means, we've got Mitch Stoltz on the line. He's with the Electronic Frontier Foundation in California.
The easiest way to think of the DNS is as the internet's telephone book. What computer is connected to the internet, and then that's everything from the massive server farms to your PC or phone. The way they talk to each other is with numbers. Each one of them has a numerical address called an internet protocol address. But those are pretty hard for humans to remember and associate with things. So what the DNS does is it turns domain names like EFF.org into numerical IP addresses, like a telephone book. It's decentralized, so the computers that run the domain name system are all over the world, and every name is unique. So when you type bbc.co.uk, you get to the site you're expecting to get.
So what is Russia proposing to do?
According to the Russian news site RT, Russia is planning to build a parallel system, its own version of the domain name system. Which is interesting because really in order to be useful, it has to be tied in with the main system. You could build an alternative to the DNS. There's nothing magical about the DNS, but it wouldn't be able to reach every site in the world. It would sort of be like printing your own phone book and making up your own phone numbers.
So is the idea that Russia wants to have its own system to communicate among other Russians and among Russian organizations that outsiders can't access?
It sounds like the idea is to build a backup system that isn't dependent on this coordination around the world. And there's a number of reasons why they might do that. Certainly, to run their own system increases their ability to censor websites because they can simply remove its entry from the phone book. They could certainly do a lot more surveillance because really every time you look up a web page or use a mobile app, you're making requests of the DNS system. And so if somebody's there recording those requests, they can tell a lot about who you are and what you're doing.
Can you give me an example of a kind of cyber attack Russia would be able to launch with its own DNS system?
It's possible that Russia could attack the global DNS system and fall back on this backup system that they've built. Now, that's actually pretty far-fetched because the global DNS system is run by thousands of computers all over the world, which would be fairly difficult to attack. But that's a possibility. And they could, for example, for anyone using their DNS system, they could spoof websites. So if you ask your browser to go to whitehouse.gov, it could send you to a fake whitehouse.gov with incorrect information on it. And it would be harder to detect. But again, that would only work for people who are actually participating in their system. What it means is more control in the long term.
You know, Vladimir Putin has an ambitious date for this, which is launching at August 2018. How realistic is that?
That's really probably pretty far-fetched. They can certainly build servers and get them running by August 2018, but changing that over is no trivial matter. You really have to reconfigure every internet-connected device within Russia to talk to that system. That's probably a much longer project.
Mitch Stoltz is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Thanks for speaking with us, Mitch.
Thank you.